time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Rams on Sunday afternoon.
All right. Obviously, getting a little tired of getting up here and having this conversation, but we had our opportunities. We created our opportunities, and we put ourselves in position where we could have won that football game. Probably, you could say, in some ways, we should have won it, but we didn't do the things that you have to do to win the game, you know, and we made some critical mistakes that cost us an opportunity to win the game, and that's really what it boils down to. So that's what we've got to get straightened out. That'll be the key going forward. Within all that, there's a lot of good things there that tell me that we can be the kind of football team that we want to be for the rest of the season, and we'll build on all those things. And like I told the guys, what we've got to be able to do is understand you've got to understand really how close you are sometimes. And you can't allow the weight of the disappointment or the weight of the scrutiny, you can't allow that to derail you or to sidetrack you or to push you away from your goal, because we can accomplish what we want to accomplish. We can do it. We're the kind of team that can do it. So we take this rest of this time now. We'll practice on Tuesday and Wednesday. And there's plenty of things we can work on. There's plenty of things we can build on, which I'm happy about. And then we push into next week, and we got to go win the next game. All right, what questions you have?
John, at quarterback, were there any thoughts of maybe going to Tyler a little earlier than what you did in the fourth?
Yeah, well, the plan, my plan was to play them both throughout the course of the game. And as we went through the game, as you feel the game, when you make a change, it wasn't going to be necessarily a change. It was going to be Cooper, then Tyler. It could have been Tyler, then Cooper again. You know, it could have been any one of those things. The way the first half went, didn't seem to be a moment to bring him out. Second half, we had a drive going, you know, and then we turned it over. So I think you could say that maybe, but I don't really necessarily think there was an obvious moment to do that. But the plan all along was to play both quarterbacks.
John, I think only three teams have gone started 1-5, and gone on to make the playoffs. What you talk about things you can build on from this game, what things do you kind of find as building blocks out of the bye?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many things in the game itself. I mean, the players we have, we're going to have healthy players coming back. I mean, our quarterback's going to be back. That's probably a big one, you know. Our middle linebacker will be back. And then all the things from the tape that we saw, I thought our defense played pretty darn well against a high-powered offense. That was good to see. We needed to see that. We added a safety. I thought that dynamic was a good dynamic for us on defense when you watch that. You're probably gonna feel pretty good about that when you watch that tape again. So, and within that, the way individual players played. So that's it. Only three teams have done it. Good. What an opportunity.
John, the tush push with Mark there at the end of the first half twice in a row. Did you give any consideration to not going to it a second straight play?
Well, of course you do, but I feel like the main consideration, I think all of us would agree, every single player and coach would agree, that we should be pushing that in there. It should get pushed in on the first one, and if not the first one, it should get pushed in on the second one. So, yeah, we gave consideration. The fact that it didn't go in, I think it's easy to criticize it, and I do the same myself, you know. But, I mean, come on. You know, we should be able to put that in there. So I'm disappointed in that one. Then the other play, you know, I didn't love that play either. So
why do you think they didn't work? Say you want to push it in, but why?
We didn't get any push. I mean, you've got to get pad under pad, and you've got to get push. You know, and we didn't do it well. Obviously, I mean, we're big physical offensive line. We got big physical guys. Mark's a big physical guy, and you know he's pushing. So that should happen. You know, so we didn't do it well. I can tell you that we didn't do it as well as the Eagles do it. That's obvious. You know, we're not nearly – we don't expect to be as good as they do it necessarily. I mean, they're kind of – it's what they do. But we can do it well enough to score from inside the one-yard line. There's no question about that. I give the Rams credit, but I take – you know, that's on us. That should get done. Everybody – every person in that room will tell you the same thing.
John, you mentioned Lamar for sure back for Bears as soon as that –
Well, I mean, for sure, you know, I'm saying so. But, you know, I don't know. Well, that's how life is sometimes. You can't predict everything. It's still the future. But that's the hope.
John, what did you see about kind of the transition for the defense to go into more of a three-safety nickel? How did Gilman look and, you know, Hamilton playing closer to the line?
Yeah, that was kind of what I was talking about. I mean, I really feel that was a work for us. You know, it was a good thing. It was something that we thought would be good, and it was good, and we can build on that. And then Marlon in and out and kind of different options it gives us as far as all of our packages and our blitzes and things like that. So it's a good formula for us.
How do you feel overall about besides the first and goal at the one, the short yardage execution? I think there was also a second drive. You had fourth and three, tough pass.
Thanks for bringing that up. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we converted a couple fourth downs. How many did we convert?
Two.
I mean, two, and then we had penalties on a couple more. Short yards, you look at what Tyler and what Coop did with the cadence, and our guys with the cadence got him to jump two other times, perhaps. Those are big, man. Those are things that we executed well. So there's a lot of good there.
John, we asked you last week if any staff changes might be on the table. Fans will ask that question again going into the bye week. Where are you on that issue?
Maybe you could ask me specifics. I don't really have any plans to do that. No. I don't think there's any obvious move there that would make us better. So appreciate you asking. It's a tough one. You know, I don't know why that always comes up, really. You know, I guess maybe it's part of it, but I love our guys. They work hard, and I think they're doing a good job of coaching. I'm sure they want some things back too. You know, it's certainly we can do things better.
John, do you have any idea on Tavius Robinson with the foot injury?
Yeah, it's not good. He broke his foot, so it's a bad one.
John, just to clarify on the three-play sequence from the one, did Todd call all three of those, or did you step in at any point to call the run to Derek on the third one?
Yeah, those are the plan calls. Those are calls that get made, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right.